Hey guys, Trevor with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. Welcome to episode 311, where I'm going to talk to you about different types of traffic for your e-commerce store, specifically for high-ticket dropshipping, but also other types of e-commerce as well. If you're first time listening to this podcast, definitely hit the subscribe button. And if you like what you hear, definitely leave a review on the iTunes channel. You can get that pretty easily by going to ecommerceparadise.com/podcast. All right, so let's talk about different types of traffic. When you put up a store, you're not going to get traffic to it right away, usually, because it's so brand new. Google doesn't index stores and search engines, especially not very high, if they're brand new stores. It's just the way it goes. Kind of a period of time between when you launch a store to when it gets indexed. And the things that need to happen is, number one, you need to optimize your store for search engine traffic, which is search engines are looking for keywords on your product pages, keywords on your collection pages, keywords on your homepage and your page and your blog posts. And if you don't have those keywords, then it's probably not going to rank for the keywords. Just bottom line stuff. Okay, second thing, they're looking for proper page structure, multimedia, and they're looking to see how long users are staying on your website and if they're clicking out of it or if they're going deeper into your website, things like that. Okay, there's all sorts of metrics also beyond that. They're looking at how many different sites refer to your website and how many different links you have and what the anchor text is and things like that. Backlinks are really important. So if you want to get your site ranking in the search engines organically, these are all things you're going to have to think about and consider. Search engine traffic is really cool because some people kind of consider search engine traffic as referral traffic. And referral traffic, because their search engine believes that your website is the highest authority on that particular topic, can be very, very profitable, especially for an e-commerce store. Okay, but it takes a long time to rank for SEO. So in the meantime, usually what we do is we run paid advertising, especially for high ticket products, because high ticket products have high margins and high profit per product. And so you can afford to pay for a Google ad spend, like a CPC, a cost per click of maybe somewhere between 10 cents all the way up to like $1.50 per click, because when you get an order, it might profit you $500 or more. And so even if you had to spend, you know, $500 or, you know, spend like $50 to $100 just to get that order, you still profited like $400, you know? So that's kind of how it goes, okay? So paid traffic is just like organic traffic in the sense that you're running ads to the same types of queries, okay? It's just that your ads will show up above the organics usually, okay? Especially with shopping ads, they appear at the top, okay? And so you need to know what kind of search queries are going to convert best and exactly what type of traffic that search query indicates that person is. Is it top of the funnel traffic, middle of the funnel traffic, or bottom of the funnel traffic, okay? So to understand this a little bit better, I'm going to explain different types of keywords to you. The first type of keyword is the top of the funnel traffic keyword. It's a generic keyword. It's a product category keyword usually. And it's somebody who's looking for that particular product category. They don't know exactly what they want to buy yet. They haven't chosen a brand or chosen a product yet. Okay. The middle of the funnel traffic is usually somebody who, you know, has seen some, has done some shopping and shopping around, figured some stuff out, and they now have an idea what brand they want. So they want to see what, you know, types of products are available out there, who sells this brand, whatnot. Okay, and that's going to be the brand word is the search query there. Brand keyword plus the category keyword, it's also a different type of that. All right, and then the third type is somebody who just decided what product they want and is looking around for the best deal for it. Okay, this is the product model name or SKU number usually, and that's the search query. And it could be a short-term version of it, short tail version of it, or a long tail version of it, right? It could be like 3 words, or it could be like 5 or 6 or 10 words. But the key is it has that product search term in it. Okay, and it's a commercial search. It's not an informational search. Okay, so we like to run traffic with high bids to those long tail queries that have the product name, model name, SKU number in it, and medium bids to the brands and low bids to generic. Because with shopping ads, you're only driving traffic directly to your product pages, and thus generic terms tend to convert better on lower ticket products, sometimes on higher ticket products, but it's kind of rare. But yeah, generally we bid a lot less because your ad spend can go way up bidding on generic traffic because there's way more traffic of generic search queries. Okay. And generally speaking, that's how shopping ads work. It's pretty simple. So with search text ads, it's a similar thing. But with shopping ads, you don't get to choose the keywords you target with unless you set up a specific type of funnel that we use called the inverted funnel. More about that on my YouTube channel and my masterclass. Or there's also search text ads where you actually get to target the keywords. Okay, and by that, you can just kind of use the same keywords you would use for negative keywords in your shopping ads, and you'll be able to target the same traffic. You can also do remarketing. People that have already been to your website and haven't purchased yet, you can remarket those people to hopefully come back and make a purchase. You can do that through Facebook, through Google, through email. Okay? And, you know, obviously organic is going to be there too. But especially with things like the display network and YouTube, you can definitely have your ads show up there or Facebook. You know, when somebody has shopped your website, to just kind of remind them, hey, come back. Another great thing to do is to set up ads on multiple platforms, like Microsoft Ads or another one. You have to be kind of careful with Microsoft Ads, aka Bing Ads, because you know, their ad software works differently from Google Ads. And for one of the things, the priorities don't work the same. So you can't use like an inverted funnel system with Microsoft Ads. It doesn't work. Okay, so you have to use different funnel systems. That's okay. You know, you can still do ads. You just have to figure out what works and keep your budget pretty low. All right, and so once you start getting bottom of the funnel traffic to your store, you're more likely to convert sales. Definitely make sure your store is optimized, has lots of good content on it, has a good offer, and has reviews, and you're more likely to make sales, okay? And high ticket sales can lead to good profits, which you can then reinvest into more content and, you know, growing your store. Focus on the bottom of the funnel traffic in the beginning. It's the best ROI. And then later on, you're able to focus on the middle and top of the funnel traffic more because that's where more search impressions happen. I would recommend investing in content first, trying to get those articles and collections ranked organically for those generic keywords. And, you know, because organic traffic that converts is very, very profitable, obviously. So anyway, that's how that goes, guys. I hope this podcast was helpful on the different types of traffic you can drive to your e-commerce store. There's a lot more types of traffic, too. Those are the highest converting ones for high ticket. Of course, there's all sorts of different ones I've tried out, you know, like organic social media marketing, you know, Pinterest and stuff like that. But the thing about it is that every niche is different. Okay, so some niches have different target markets that are on other platforms that others aren't. It just changes from niche to niche. So do some research, find out where your target market is congregating the most, and, you know, market to that audience and build an email list and always send emails to your email list because that's just free traffic. Don't spam them. Provide them with good quality content and value. And then ever so often, you can send them a sales email. Okay. So if this episode was helpful and you decide you want to go deeper into e-commerce, build your own business, and you need help doing it, go check out ecommerceparadise.com. I have a free niches list as well as a free mini course. You can get into the high ticket dropshipping masterclass, and you can get private coaching from me. I also offer done-for-you services. My team will build you a turnkey Shopify starter store or an entire business in a box package where my team will build you an entire business. Recruit suppliers, add products, set up your marketing, and run ads for you. All right, if you're interested, go to ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. Thanks so much for listening. I look forward to helping you guys become successful with high-ticket dropshipping.